Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As promised in our next segment, it is time to go around the horn in a very special segment with a familiar name, Lenny Dykstra. He is a World Series champ with the Mets. He was a three-time All-Star with the Phillies. And now, congratulations are in order. He is a New York Times best-selling author of his new memoir titled House of Nails. And all I have to say is going through it, it is raw, it is unfiltered, and it is a compelling read. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. That is Lenny Dykstra. Congratulations on the book, Lenny.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, a lot of hard work and a lot of blood and sweat went in that thing.
Well, this is, you know, I do a ton of book reviews on my program, and this is one of the best memoirs I've ever read and am going to be reviewing. This is going to be a fascinating conversation. I mentioned in the open just the incredible success that you had as a player in the big leagues. There obviously was a dark side to you off the field. As a player, you were known for pushing the envelope and, of course, an infamous abuser of steroids and prescription painkillers during your career. So tell me this, Lenny. I mean, what was the motivation of this shocking and revealing book? What do you want the reader to know?
Well, I mean, look, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, my story is, while entertaining, I mean, it's a story about a baseball player, but it's not about... it's not a story about baseball per se. It's more about life and you know, just the crazy, insane, like wild rides that are almost impossible to fathom. You know, I came out the other side of it, and I never really wanted to write a book because I knew that if I did write a book, I would only do it one way, and that's the right way. Meaning, you got to put the good, the bad, and the ugly out there. So I finally came to grips, you know, and was ready to do it, and did it I did, you know.
You're listening to the voice of Lenny Dykstra. A memoir of life on the edge, House of Nails, is the title of his new book that's out. And so why is now the time to open up and release this book on your tumultuous career?
Well, I mean, look, the bottom line is, number one, you know, when you've been... where I've been, you've seen what I've seen, you know what I know. It's time, like, for the real story to get out there. And number two, it's just, you know, there's been so many things I've been reading that are all BS, and, like, I mean, it's like these people, I don't know where they come up with it. But so I lay it all out there, and let people judge for themselves, you know, what they think is right and wrong. But one thing I know that they'll do is they'll take away that, you know, I left everything, you know, on the keyboards there. And you know, the other thing is you know, it's kind of like the mentality that led me, like you said earlier, to succeed in the big leagues, to win at all costs, do whatever I had to do. It's kind of the same mentality that led to my undoing, you know. So, while great on the field, not so good off.
Lenny, did you always attack life and baseball with such intensity and passion and live, you know, just so precariously?
Yeah. I mean, I do things one way, the right way. I don't do them. And, you know, that's a little bit of a problem I have with watching the game now. When I can stand to watch the game, I mean, it's so boring. Like, you know, when Bryce Harper gets in trouble for saying, like, you're having too much fun out there, that's mm-hmm. the problem. You know, I mean, I think the sponsors are milking cookies out, you know.
Hey, Lenny Dykstra is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We remember him well. Former Major League Baseball player with the Mets, the Phillies, a three-time All-Star, and won the World Series with the Mets in 1986. Of course, we're shining the spotlight on his brand new book, A Memoir of Life on the Edge, titled House of Nails. And I have to tell you, you know, Lenny, this is not your, my takeaways is, you know, this is not your traditional sports memoir. I mean, you even shared how you hired private investigators to tail umpires so you could blackmail them into preferential treatment. Shame on you.
Yeah, that's so much blackmail.
Lenny.
Look, the bottom line is this. I'm not much of a hey, hi, how are you doing today?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing today? I don't care how you're doing today. I mean, so I just kind of cut through and clarify, and I like distinct. I like to know a certainty when I can get a certainty. So I just went the extra mile, like I always do, you know. But yeah, you know, when you read that book, House of Nails, look on top of that, the quote, the person that wrote the quote.
Yes, Stephen King wrote the quote, "Tough, straight, upsetting, and strangely beautiful." One of the best sports autobiographies I've ever read. That's quite an endorsement by Stephen King, isn't it?
But I mean, that's like, I mean, I didn't say it. He's a genius, you know, and that's an honor too, to just to have him read it, and for him to come out and say what he said is, you know, it just makes it so much more satisfying, because, like, my specialty was hitting 2-0 fastballs, okay, not writing. So, I mean, it was a warfare up there, man. It was like a nightly war, but we pounded it out and we got it done.
And, of course, one of the chapters in the book, which I found very interesting, is titled Players Club. And as a former professional athlete, I mean, Lenny, you know firsthand the needs, the desires of pro athletes off the field. You spent 12 years in the major league. What was the goal of this chapter?
The Players Club was a genius idea. Still is, by the way. But when your partner is AIG, the biggest insurance company in the world, mm-hmm. you pick them so, like, they'll be safe, goes bankrupt, it's a problem. So the idea was for players to understand and learn that without recurring cash flow, you know, you're in trouble, you know. So, but isn't it ironic that, you know, I ended up where I am, like, this crazy stuff.
So, Lenny, what is life like for you today? How are you doing?
Good. I'm getting ready to do some stuff up in Cooperstown. Sorry about you, hear the lady right now. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, so it's real. This is like real authentic stuff we're doing. I'm doing some real estate. Getting ready to look at some businesses. I'm starting to walk before I run. I'm just going to get first downs this time, though, and I don't need touchdowns, you know.
Mm-hmm. What lessons do you think that you've learned as you reflect back over your professional career and just over life and just some of the different choices that you made?
Well, I think the biggest one is the mentality of you know, win at all costs and do whatever it takes while great on the field is definitely a liability off the field, because you can't have that approach, you know, and so by bringing that one with me, you know, it opens all kinds of doors that you don't want to go open, you know, so, and you got to take ownership for it, you know. I'm not blaming anybody, you know. I put myself there, so I'm cool with that.
Lenny Dykstra has been with us tonight on this Friday at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Go out and get a copy of the book, Lenny Dykstra, A Memoir of Life on the Edge, House of Nails, The Construction, the Demolition, and the Resurrection. And that is always good news. Congratulations on the book, New York Times bestseller. Do you ever think you'd be on the New York Times bestselling list?
That's one thing I never thought I'd be a New York Times bestselling author, but that's typical Lenny Dykstra, though, you know? You never know.
Oh, that's outstanding. Congratulations on the book, and we
all
wish
right.
you,
thank you so much.
All the best. You take care. Thank
all
you,
right.
Lenny.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at YSI, the Big E Sports Show. We will be right back.